Welcome to the Inner Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Paul Ryan, and today I want to give you 6 steps for planning your perfect day. Now, the first step is really a question. And the question is, what's it all about? What's the big dream? What's the big life plan? I believe everyone should have a life plan, a dream. These are the big goals they want to achieve. This is how they want to live their life. And it's like a funnel. We start with this big dream. This is what we want to do with our life. And then we take that down to, well, if this is what I want to do, be, and achieve in my life, then this is what I need to do, be, and achieve over the next 1, 3, and 5 years. So now I know what I need to do this year to begin to move on track with that. And now I know what I need to do over the coming months. And most of all, I know what I need to do today. Now, when you consider what you might need to do today, it may look like it's a very long way off your big life goals. That's okay, because any goal we achieve by taking small steps. But it's really important that what you're doing today is one of those small steps. And it may be a long way off. You may only be starting. That's not important. What important is you are starting and you are taking those small steps. And you know that those steps are ultimately over days, weeks, months, years, even decades, taking you where you want to go. Because once you have that, once you understand what it's all about, then your life begins to have meaning and what you're doing today has purpose. Now, you may look at your life today and go, well, it doesn't have meaning, doesn't have purpose, and it's not a step towards my main life goals. If it's not, then you need to change course. It's not that what you're doing today has to be some major step towards your life goals, because sometimes our life goals are going to take a long time to achieve, but they must be in the right direction. If you're not going the right direction, you're going in the wrong direction. Every step then is taking you further away. So you have to get back to creating a life that, even if what you're doing today is only a tiny baby step, it is a step in the right direction. So step 2 is your morning routine. Now, I know everyone talks about morning routines, but they're really, really important. I'm not going to give you a specific morning routine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share my morning routine and explain why I go through this morning routine. And then hopefully you can go and create a morning routine for yourself. So most mornings I get up about 6 a.m. and the first thing I do is I go onto YouTube and I find an inspirational or educational video that I want to listen to. I'm looking for something about 15 minutes long that's going to give me some education, some information, some inspiration. It's going to teach me something. Once I click play, I roll out my yoga mat and I spend the next 15 minutes doing a routine of stretches that I've developed and adapted over the years that works really well for me. That takes about 15 minutes. Once I'm done, pause my video and I go straight to my meditation chair, because my time tends to be quite free. So I just get up and I meditate as long as my mind, my body feels like it needs to meditate. But even if you can get 10 minutes in, that's going to be great, because you've loosened up the body and now you want to calm the mind. Once I've done my meditation, I go to my desk and I take out my pad and I do some journaling. So I feel like I've stretched the body now, I've calmed the mind, and now I just want to clear any rolling, rambling thoughts that may be disturbing me, and I get them out in my journal and I think them through. I always find that a very good way of cleansing the mind. Again, sometimes that takes me only a few minutes and sometimes it takes longer, depending on what's going through my mind and what I need to express. And my next step as part of that session while I'm sitting at my pad is I look at what I have on for the day. Before I move into starting my day, I want to make sure that I clearly understand what my goals are for the day. I clearly understand and have laid out a structure for my tasks and meetings, appointments, whatever I have. And so I get into that day focused and clear. Before I take my first step into that day, I want to know exactly what I want that day to look like, and I don't want to know exactly how I'm laying it out. I find this sets me up really well, and I head into my day, calm mind, body fresh, and clear and ready to roll, knowing exactly what I'm doing and where I'm going. Step 3 is creating a weekly schedule. I do this once a week. I normally do it over a weekend, where I sit down for about 10 or 15 minutes and I lay out the week ahead. Laying out the week ahead looks like allocating some meetings, some appointments. I keep those minimal. I do not like people disturbing my day, so I keep those as small as possible. But I lay out some meetings and appointments and I get those in the diary first. Once I have those in the diary, Then I can see my free time available to allocate to the work I want to do. Next, I identify my must complete tasks. Think about it. In any week, you may have a long to-do list, but really, a successful week probably comes down to getting two or three of those things across the line. And you know, when the week finishes, if you get these two things done, that was a successful week. You're not likely to get everything done. And so you have to know, what are the important things? I always highlight the two or three things I really need to get done. And once I have those done, then I know I have a successful week. Everything else is on an also-ran list. I hope to get them done, but I'm not going to focus on those before I have the three biggies out of the way. So part of my week is identifying what are those key tasks I need to get done and making sure they're identified and they're clear on the top of my list. Step four is that I segregate deep work from tasks. Now for me, deep work is anything that takes more than about 45 minutes. And the task is something I can do probably in 5 or 10 minutes. So a deep work is probably a project I'm working on that requires focused, clear, quiet thinking. But I also have a list of tasks. And a task might be something like book a restaurant, book a flight, do something simple, make a call. Something you know will take about 5 minutes. Now I keep those two work areas separate because when my mind is in the do this, do this, do this, it's in a different way of thinking than when I wanted quiet and focus on project work. So I separate the two of those. So I allocate time to do small tasks and I allocate time to do deep work. And I don't cross those because I want to make sure that when my mind is in the deep work zone, it's focused, it knows what it's doing, it's not distracted by small tasks. Then I may allocate about an hour to do all the small tasks and my mind's in a different zone. Snappy, get this done, get this done, get this done. I find that really works. Deep work on one side, small tasks on the other side. The next thing I do on my step five is I separate creative from operational. So I create about 3 podcasts a week and I run 2 businesses. Creating podcasts is creative work. So it starts with generating an idea. And then when you have the idea, you have to work creatively to get your script together and think what you're going to talk about, how you're going to structure it. That's all creative work. So I want to make sure that my creative work is blocked together. Because when I have the creative mind working, I don't be pulling it into an operational mind, into a structured mind. I want to leave it into creative zone. So I will block all my creative work together and get that done. Once I'm creative work done, then I move into an operational mind. Now, an operational mind can be 2 things. It can be looking at functional things around my business that are more operational, logical thinking. But it's also all the operation works of getting your videos onto YouTube, onto podcasts. They're all the to-do things you have to do to get your video live, but they're separate from the creative. And I find that my mind is in 2 different places when it's creative and operational. So I like to separate those works so I can keep my mind creative when I want to be creative. And I can keep my mind sharp and operational when I want to get some things done. Number 6 is to make sure you know where your energy is flowing. What I mean by that is that we all work in different ways. I'm an early riser. I like to get out of bed, get at it, and get everything done early in the day. As the day drifts on, I slow down. I do not want to be busy in the evening time. I certainly do not want to be working or doing anything late into the night. That's how my energy flows. So I want to make sure all my important work is in the part of the day where my energy is flowing strong, where I'm in the zone. That may be different for you. Maybe you're a night owl. Maybe you work better at different times of the day. So I think it's really important to understand where your energy flow is and to drop work in the appropriate times and try and get some control of that and try and realize the work that's going to burn you out, it's going to drain your energy. And if possible, don't overload. We think by overloading that we're more productive, we get more done. The truth is, when we overload, we drain our energy, we sap our enthusiasm and our creativity, and we end up getting less done. So try and understand when your energy flows best and try and work in those time zones and try not to overload yourself so that you kill your energy and kill your creative force. So let's wrap up with a quick recap of the 6 steps to planning your perfect day. Number 1, what's it all about? Figure out what your life is about. Know your 3 to 5 big things and start with the big picture. Number 2, start with a good daily routine so you get your mind, your body, your soul, thoughts, ready, prepared for the day. A great morning routine will set you up for this. Number 3, a weekly schedule. Allocate time once a week to plan your week in advance, because if you plan the week in advance, you get to lay it out the way you want, you get to structure it the way you want, and you begin to get some control over the week. My number four is separating deep work from task work, and my number five is separating creative work from operational work. In both cases, I'm recognizing that my mind operates in a different way when doing deep work and creative work, and my mind operates in a different way when it's doing small tasks, operational work. And I want to make sure I clump the work together so I'm using my time and my mind as effectively as possible. And my number six is understand how your own energy flows and try and work your day around your own energy so you can make the best of your time with how it works to your body. I hope you find these six steps of value. You've got to take a note of them and you've got to implement them and create your own version of this if you want to really find some value from them. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please like, subscribe, comment, and share with your friends. It really helps. Until next time, take care.